I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
But damn, bro. Shit. Yes, sir. It's been a
hellas.
It feel like longer than what it's been, for real.
Yeah.
We had definitely hit a groove, but you know, we was talking about that the other day. But yeah, bro, no, for real. Like, we like rapped about it, but like we ain't really check in. But like, nah, bro, life been doing its thing. The past like month and a half, bro. Life has been
I definitely can agree. Like, last month was some bullshit for real. Like, it was just like shit just happening back to back to back. I can't get a second to breathe.
Right.
It's like, and then niggas' birthday was in the midst of that shit. So I'm like, but shit, before we jump too far, bro, what's good, bro? I'm checking in another week.
Hey, man.
How niggas doing?
What's the word, bro? We getting there, bro. We getting there. We cool, but
yeah, no. Just wanted to say what's good to the people real quick, you know. Make sure we introduce, you know.
Sure.
That's all, but we could jump right back into it, bro.
Yeah, nah, that bro, what did you end up doing for your birthday? Since you mentioned it, let the people know whatever you want them to know.
I went in and got some. I had some za, like dispensaries. I enjoyed the day.
You went to the shop, or you just well, how that worked?
I had somebody went to Detroit for me. Yeah. It'd be like that, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, bro, like that shit was soured for real. Like, I wasn't even in the birthday mood, like, just because of everything else that was going on throughout the month. Shit was still going on that week. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of uncertainty. So it's like, I'm not in a celebratory, like, mood for real. Like, motherfuckers, and then motherfuckers that wanted me to celebrate my shit, I'm like, you ain't even, like, you're not really helping for real. Like, like, motherfuckers was taking away more than they was adding for real. And it's like, you're not helping. Like you adding to all the stress for real. Like, damn, like, can I motherfucker give me a hug and just be cool or something? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I was looking for or like what I was expecting. Cause it wasn't nothing of my control. Like it wasn't like no bill shit or nothing like that. I'm like, shit, it's just shit was getting weird with different relationships. And it's like, yo, some of these relationships are actually important relationships that I need shit to be like kind of clear with what's going on. I'm like, because different shit is involved in different shit. And it's like, yo, with those situations, need shit to be clear. Kind of can't really move when like I'm not sure what's going on. I'm like, shit. And then as far as like even down to my birthday, like, I had plans with different people, and it was like, yo, y'all active. I'm like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, I don't, like, motherfuckers, like, people, what's going on? What you doing for your birthday? I don't even know what's going on with me and these people right now. So I can't even tell you, like, I don't even know, bro. Like, I ain't doing shit. Like, it got to a certain point where I was just telling them, like, I ain't doing shit, bro. I'm being honest. Like, I don't want to do shit. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that shit, bro. It's been weird, fam. Like, just, I don't know what it is. Can't put my thumb on exactly what it is, but I just look at it. I've been looking at so many situations like, bro, this is so weird. Like, this, why is it, like, why is it kind of transpiring like this? Because this just feels very odd. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like you said, like a lot of stuff just out of control. And I don't know. I mean, like I told you when we were at before, I just feel like you got a really good grasp on that shit. Like the being able to really like separate and operate within accepting like what you can't control. Not saying that it may not be hard or, you know, certain shit may not hurt or whatever. But I feel like I struggle with accepting that, and I don't really know why. Like, I kind of been trying to figure that out, but I think it's just a matter of I wouldn't even say it's expectations, but I think it's certain things that like I want out of certain relationships that's like hard to accept, like if it's not happening or if I can't get it because of how I receive it. Because I receive it as, I guess simply put, you could say I probably take it personal, which isn't, it's like not intentional, but I'm trying to learn how to not take somebody not understanding or take, you know, somebody not willing to, you know, acknowledge or adjust or whatever, like take somebody's choice and not look at that like it's necessarily a choice against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a choice. You said what?
I said, yeah, I said, because shit, that's the fucked up way to think. Like, that's selfish.
Yeah, honestly. Like,
yeah, I'm like, you're only thinking about yourself in that situation instead of the other person.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what take me out of it. Like, what you saying, like, I guess, like, why you feel like I got a good grasp on it. Like, I'm aware of myself, so I think that allows me to also be aware of other people.
Mm.
Like, I know how I am. Like, with certain tactics, like, with certain things that y'all say and shit like that about me, it's like, I understand why you view me like that. Yeah. Or, like, just knowing how y'all operate, like, oh, like, just you, like, you more of an emotional person. Yeah. So when I say certain things and shit, like, I can see how Quas could take that like that. Or I can see how somebody that don't know me could explain some shit to you and you be like, oh, like I know what he meant during that. That's not that type of shit. But then also in other situations where it's like, it's a confusing situation or you put in a predicament where it's like, shit ain't up your control. It might be up to the other person or it might be up to the other people. And it's like, well, shit, I know what I want. I know what I need or I know what I can give. It's just going to take for you to figure out your side.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't feel no, like, I can't feel self in that.
Mm. Yeah. 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 That's big, bro. Because I feel like for most people, and sometimes for me, I think it's definitely subconscious because I don't realize I'm doing it. But yeah, you really can't put you can't put yourself in a situation where somebody has to make a decision for them. Yeah. Like even if y'all are together, like there's a distinction between decisions that people got to make for themselves. And sometimes like that shit hit a little bit closer to home because that decision affects you. Because it may be them choosing not to be with you, or it may be them choosing that they can't give you this, or they won't accept this. And that's something you can't control. So it's easy to try to find a way, you know, to control it somehow, at least whatever makes sense in your mind. But
or try to manipulate the situation, hit motherfuckers with an ultimatum, all type of shit. And it's like, bro, how you love somebody and you hitting somebody with an ultimatum?
Yeah.
How you love somebody and you putting constrictions and boundaries on them being able to figure out their emotions. Even if they do love you, you know, like a motherfucker can love you, but if they can't be with you right now, they can't be with you right now. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's clearly some shit that they're doing through. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess like once you come to that, like, yeah, love. Shit, love ain't enough. You know, like we I feel like we talked about that shit. Like sometimes love ain't enough. And that's not necessarily a knock on you. Like you didn't put in enough effort or like you failed or like it's not always a failure. You get what I'm saying? When a relationship doesn't work. Sometimes people don't align or maturity levels aren't there or like there's a mass amount of reasons on why relationships don't work all the time. It's not always as simple as like, oh, they cheated, or it's black and white. It's like, oh, we just didn't work.
Yeah. Like, I think that's a hard thing for people in general to accept, like when something doesn't work, because ultimately I feel like a lot of people first mentality is, oh, if it didn't work, then I failed and I'm trying to understand like why I failed, or I don't want to accept, you know, that I failed at something. But even within that, that's just a horrible like road to take, because if you looking at it like you failed, the decision to try to fix that failure isn't always based in consideration of the entire picture. Like,
you're even with what you just said, you went back to I failed, not we failed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to speak for other people, but yeah, even within that though, it's like, yo, our natural inclination is to think self. I don't know how you, damn, I don't really know how you grow out of that shit for real. I guess it just depends on relationships and.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess it just depends on relationships, because I'm like, if I mention something that's an issue, it might not even be that big of a problem, but yo, maybe I just need you to know so that it's not a bigger problem. It doesn't get to escalation. Like, I'm big on principle. You know this about me. So it's like, if I'm calling something out for something and I'm able to call that same thing out for something else, I'm literally just talking about the principle of what you're doing. I'm not talking about every time you do something, I'm going to complain. Maybe the principle is within those same instances. You get what I'm saying? But as your nigga or somebody that you're taking seriously, I should be able to communicate that with you effectively, and we have a discussion. I'm not your daddy, first of all. So I'm not about to get on your ass and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, this is what you did, this is what I didn't like, don't do it again. Like, you're going to get a spanking head ass. Like, I ain't on that type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I like, once I realized that, it was like, yeah, I love you. Yeah, I care about you. You got to learn how to be okay with the fact that we at different levels. Like, because that's what it is. You looking at she looking at the situation like, okay, these are all, maybe this bitch gave him that. Or like, damn, like, I'm not better than none of his exes because he's complaining to me about, I chose you.
Man.
Like, I chose you. I chose you for a reason. I didn't choose my exes. I'm not with my exes. Don't talk to my exes. Don't talk to no old hoes I used to fuck with. I'm with you. And you, like, psyching yourself out of this relationship. But as the nigga involved in the situation, I can't tell you that. I gotta let you figure that shit off yourself. And that's the harder.
Mention it though. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it is. But even if you do mention it, it's like, me mentioning it isn't gonna mean anything or do anything unless you genuinely like that is clear to you. Like, if it's not clear to you, it doesn't matter what I say anyway. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, no, bro. This is a moment where I wish like we could get like a woman perspective in real time, because it's funny how your go-to line is, I'm not your daddy. But I wonder what the correlation is like from a woman's point of view of if that's a real like struggle or issue in regard to not looking at a man like that, but the intimacy of like what y'all doing, it can, I guess I can kind of see why their reaction may be that way, if that's what they associate that, like, that type of love or relationship to. Like I said,
I can't speak for it either, but yeah. I hear the jokes, I hear the references. Yeah. Oh, that's my daddy. Oh, I'm gonna call him daddy. Oh, if you my nigga in his Father's Day, I'm gonna get you something because you my daddy too.
That's wild.
I've heard it.
That's wild.
I'm like, or the idea of a father being a provider, and women are looking at men now as providers.
Yeah.
So, like, and the reason why I touch on it so much is because a lot of this shit do correlate back to fathers. All of these things that y'all expect a man to do for y'all go back to y'all dad. I mean, but it's not wrong per se type shit. If that nigga's your husband, he is supposed to do everything that your dad did for you or like for your mom and shit like that. But we're not there yet.
So we mention this a lot. We bring up this aspect of the distinction between like whatever you want to call it, seriously dating, like boyfriend, like whatever. All that is trumped by husband or, you know, fiance, whatever, but fiance, husband, wife, like, at least, or for men, like, husband is another tier, it's another level.
Yeah, and not saying that we not working towards that if we're a fiance or a boyfriend or whatever, but it gotta be for the nigga to have that mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then it's like the relationship gotta get to that too.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to
gotta happen organically.
Like, if I don't know you from boo boo to fool, we meet, we vibe, I'm not trying to wife you within the next few months. I'm just being honest. I've been through traumatic things as far as like not even just with women, just in life.
Yeah.
So as far as like just opening up and trusting somebody within like the first 2 months or whatever, not gonna happen. Like by six, you know, maybe we'll have like some like understanding of each other and shit like that. Yeah. But like that's a developmental like type of thing. Like, oh, through time, you know, different layers will start to peel back, but it's not going to just jump into like, oh, I'm an open book. Like, hell no. Like, cause I'm like, me and the guys were just talking about this shit ironically. Like the reason why, like it's just getting so dangerous to have like move around with different women in the city. Cause every girl leaves you with a story. And then how many of these stories can overlap or intertwine or everybody run their mouth, and not saying just niggas. I mean, not saying just women, because we do it too as niggas. Like we talk about certain shit, or you know, like niggas be pillow talking all type of shit. Like niggas be doing a lot of shit as far as like communicating. So it's like, I don't know, like that shit too. Like damn, if I smack something, you gonna tell your homegirl or like the whole city dinner? No, like damn, like so it really don't be worth it for real.
Yeah, and that's just it's a tough balance, bro, because I think there really is this thing of like proving your relationship to other people. And what's wild is we've been talking about like intimate relationships, but all this shit applies to like friendships and shit too. Like it all the same shit apply, but like I think there's a real thing of like people feeling like, nah, like I have to prove this is real by making sure that other people are seeing it, acknowledging it, and confirming it in regards to something that should be respected. Like that doesn't have to be like a super deep thing. But I think even at surface level, like there's somewhat of a desire for people to have their
love be appreciated by
others. Love be appreciated by others. Love be desired by others. Like you want to be seen as a landmark, as something to strive for, to hit. And I don't know if that like necessarily has to be considered or received to be malicious, but it's also just like, why? Like, why does it matter so much to the point where some people will go to the lengths that they do to try to achieve that?
I'm like, I don't think it's a matter of why. I think that's just humans. Like, honestly, because, like, I think it's just human nature for real. Like, we want to be seen, or at least in Milwaukee. I can't speak for every city, but in Milwaukee, that's the thing. Like, being flashy or, like, being seen or, like, being known. Like, yeah, we got a few people here that try to be low, or even people that try to be known and low, which is like, bro, if you known, you're not low. Like, we know you, bro. Like, but, like, I don't know. I think, I haven't lived anywhere else besides here. So it's like, I have a very small lens sometimes. And so from my perspective, it's like, shit. Like, that's just how people are. Like, everybody want to be seen or known or, like, connected. And not literally everybody, but, like, a vast majority of people want to be seen or connected. So then, like, if that's how people are themselves, it just flows into the relationship. It just so happened type shit. Like, I just so happen to be in a relationship with this type of person I am. So y'all going to see it.
Yeah.
And I know people probably watching this episode, like, what the fuck is he doing? I'm plugging in my charger. Trying to make sure screen doesn't die on you guys, you know? Just trying to keep things flowing. You know, just ignore it.
But, yeah, bro. I mean, that goes Yeah, wow. We really getting deep here. But that goes into, I want to say this is shit we talked about in our second episode, like about trauma, but I definitely think that, I don't even think people are conscious of like bringing that into a relationship in whatever capacity, and how that just is not sustainable, one. But two, there's no, I just don't feel like there's any way that relationship is going to be beneficial if there is no idea of sacrifice in regards to like consideration of another person, which means I feel like you have to maybe not so much lose.
I wouldn't say that's trauma though.
Maybe not trauma, but it is. I'm just saying it as a factor. I'm not relating it to.
Oh, okay.
I'm only relating it to trauma in the sense of I feel like it came up in our conversation about trauma, but not directly that that itself is connected to trauma, literally.
All right, for sure.
But yeah, I think that because then how do you take? I guess does that make it an issue that people like either like see themselves like that or the world like that in general to the point where it's playing that much of a role in the relationships that they're making? Like, is it more so about a fucked up mentality or within that human nature? Is it just like, where are you kind of willing to?
I just think that's like, honestly, bro, I just think it's validation. Like humans seek validation. I don't even think it's as deep as you thinking type shit. I think it's just validation. Like some people seek validation within themselves. Some people seek validation within their parents. Some people seek validations within the public and, you know, others just in general. So I think when it comes back to like, oh, I just want my relationship to be validated. Mm-hmm. Like, and shit, honestly, it could be from one of those three, you know, whether that's the family, your friends, or just public, like everybody else that you don't even really talk to or don't even know. Like you just want people to like it or love it. And oh, y'all look so cute. Y'all look like, oh damn, like y'all baby's gonna be so pretty or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like it feel good. Like it feel good to be validated. It feel good to for support.
Yeah.
So like that's why I'm like, I don't like, I get that it's like a mass, like, thing going on. I don't even know the word for it, yeah. But it's happening a lot. It's happening a lot. So I'm like, I get that it's happening a lot, but it's just like it's normal, and I don't necessarily see an issue with it.
So does,
but like I don't seek it anymore. Like I did when I was younger. Like it was like. But now, like, I ain't even got a picture of, like, my girl on my page. Like, if you know, you know. If you don't, I guess.
Yeah. And I would agree. I don't think that the human nature of wanting to be validated is an issue because it's just a reality. I think the situation we've been mentioning, you know, referring to, like, just in general, what would you consider that in relation to validation? Because I do think validation or seeking it either, I guess, just simply has detriments, or I would say that there's a level it can reach where it can start to have negative effects on your relationships and your life. And I wonder if that
I don't disagree with that.
I guess I don't know if that's like an open question per se, because it's people just are different, but I guess that's just what makes me think about like, well, what are people's approaches to relationships in like within the realm of that? Because if I'm having a conversation with you and I'm like, bro, what is it going to take for you to feel like I'm as ready as I possibly am going to be for marriage? Because, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever truly ready, you know, for that or prepared. But like for you to feel like, you know, I'm willing to try this out and see what, you know, this is going to be. What is your approach to that in regards to like, well, you just said like you don't seek validation anymore. So your approach, I imagine, would, you know, be based in whatever that doesn't include that. But I think for a lot of people, validation plays a role in that as well, which is why we see a lot of shit for show, but not a lot of shit that lasts.
Honestly, I think that like I think you just reach a certain point. Like, and it's crazy because me and the homies was talking about relationships and just different vibes and different shit today. Like, and a lot of shit we just realized, like, bro, like, you just reach a point. Like, and we're not even saying with age or anything. It depends on your experiences. Like, because one of the homies, he been in a relationship majority of, like, shit since 15, I guess. So, like, he ain't never really had, like, a run. Never had a run type shit. So he was talking to me and our other homie, and he like, "Yeah, bro, like I think I want to have a run." And I looked at that nigga and I was like, "Bro, you too old for that shit." Like, and I was dead ass. Like, I'm like, "Bro, you too old for that shit, man." And I know some people are like, "Oh, you're 27 or you're in your 20s still. Like, oh, you're young until you're 35 or whatever. That's cool." But and I don't disagree. I think we're still young. You get what I'm saying? But some shit is childish at this point. Like, and especially when it comes to like, oh, the dating pool. Within this dating pool, who can you date? Who hasn't fucked one of your friends? Who hasn't fucked you? Who isn't connected to somebody you know? Okay, so we're down to the final two females left in the world. And after that, like, after that, it's like, you really don't want to like fuck that up. You get what I'm saying? Like, you really don't want to fuck that up. So it's like, bro, you about to go have a run fucking on a bunch of bitches that you already know then got fucked on. Why? Like, why even waste the summer? Why waste your time, bro? Like, you could chill, focus on you. If you run into something worth chasing, you run into worth something worth chasing. But I don't think that like having a run or trying to be on games and trying to be a dog after 25 is really like the thing to do for real, especially when you got other things going on. Like, you got a career, you got a job, you like whatever the fuck, like you good. You going on that run is gonna throw shit off. Like, you gonna be dealing with on that. Like, you just wanna fuck your life up for a little bit. Like you just want, like, oh, I ain't never had a bitch slash my tires. Let me get a run.
Hey, yo.
Like, you wanna get your tires slashed, you wanna get cussed out, you wanna be getting pepper sprayed or whatever the fuck, like, because if you having a run, like, niggas really can have a run, some of those things are gonna happen.
Thanks.
Especially at this age where motherfuckers is grown and don't want their feelings played with.
Oh,
So,
it's
like,
oh,
bro,
it
like,
could be bad, bro. Like you said,
that's what I'm saying.
if
Like,
you trying to do that, like that's your goal, and you actually
exactly.
succeed, yeah, you're asking for a lot of unnecessary shit, bro.
I looked at bro, I was like, bro, you sound crazy. Like, you 27 and you want to have a run. You missed the opportunity, my guy. Like, and it's cool though. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's funny as
Like, it's cool. You missed the opportunity. It's cool, bro. Just live the life that you were supposed to live. That shit wasn't for you. I understand the desire. I understand hearing other niggas like, damn, bro, I wish you would have had one and shit like that. Like, the peer pressure of like, damn, like, niggas looking at me like, I ain't that nigga. Like, I can understand it. Like, it's a lot of pressure just hearing all the, like, damn, bro, you never, like, damn, bro, you was tied in, like, and then so feeling like, damn, I never, this the only bitch I didn't fuck down for real. Like, damn, I really, shit, like, and you don't even got her no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand how, like, damn, I wasted all this time on them. I ain't even got that shit. So why I'm not piping everything? But then it's like at the same time, you know, like, I don't want to pipe everything, but shit, am I supposed to pipe everything? Like, am I not a man if I don't pipe everything?
yeah, it'd be some sick thoughts,
Like,
bro.
and it's like, nah, bro, like, we your brothers. We gonna validate you. Like, you good, bro. Like, you ain't gotta be out here piping everything. Like, you got your.
Because it really ain't, bro. It don't mean nothing. You
We've, like, and we've done it.
want to, yeah, like.
Like, granted, we did it within the time space that we supposed to do it, type shit. Like, but it's like, bro, we did that shit. I told bro, shut up. But I was like, if you ain't had your run by 25 or like that year after,
Honestly, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. 25 is kind of pushing it, even. I'm not gonna lie.
I say 25 is the benchmark though. Like, if you ain't had your run by 25, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, because you could have, you cannot start. Because you cannot start. You cannot start until you like 21 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You could have a solid 4-year run, or maybe at least 2-year run while you're still in college type shit. You know what I'm saying?
You got like, two different runs, or you just got different runs,
or that.
So, but yeah, but.
You more than likely gonna have a college run. So that's why I'm using 25 as like the bench.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, I might give you a year and a half, 2 years after you graduate type shit to get your shit off some more type shit. Yeah. Round 25, get your shit together.
No, for real, like round 25, get your shit together, bro. Get that shit up, because I'm like, no, bro, because you got to focus. Like, no, you do your runs when you ain't got a lot of shit to focus on, for real.
Bullshit. at 25, you got 5 years till you 30. You ain't trying to fix this shit? Like, you ain't trying to, like...
A lot of shit to focus on, bro.
You got a whole lot of... You need to find the one, nigga, and then figure out this life shit, like... Or figure out this life shit, and then figure out the one, like... But, nigga, these hoes cooked. Like, hang that shit up.
Bro, fry.
Hang that shit up.
Fried, bro. Hang it up. Oh, my God. Ugh. What was your longest run?
That'd be for y'all to say, for real. I guess until, like... I guess until, like, 2020. Or, like, 2019 type shit. Like, because, you know, I stopped. Yeah. Like, I stopped cold turkey. So, I was like, I think 2019, 2020-ish. Yeah. From, like, 2015. So, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been, I'm putting the picture together now. Yeah, it was that time.
Yeah, I'm like 2015 to like 2020, 2019, something like that. I had a good 5-year run.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm weak as fuck when I finally put the pieces together. I'm so weak.
Hey, it worked.
Hey.
For a minute.
Hey.
For a minute. I know what you talk about, though. You talking about one specific one.
No, I was just more so talking about like the time frame. Like, together when it started and when it ended.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about one specific one. I was like,
I mean, I don't know if the one that's coming to mind is the one you're talking about, but
that's the one we're talking about.
Yeah, that shit's nuts.
I'm like, but it was like, even within that run, it was like two other runs going on.
Yeah.
Might have been three. Yeah. I had a good 5-year run. Just like overall. Overall, I had a good, we'll give it five. Might have been six, but we'll just say five.
Yeah.
What's your longest run, bro?
Yee. It ain't that long. But
no, you missed a relationship, man. I respect it.
This is also very true. Hey, I ain't gonna lie though, I will say, I think my girlfriend happened at a really, like, it happened at a really great time for me, like, within everything. Because I am typically in one, it's like, there was a chance that would have never happened. And I ain't trying to be one of these niggas that you was talking about before that didn't have a run and was looking at it. So I think mine happened at a really good time, but it was... Maybe a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, for you, I think it was like two. Like a solid two. I'd say solid two.
Solid two. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it might have been some sparing times in between, though. So it added to like two type shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My jump was actually pretty wild.
And shit, my jump was in the first year. <I'm saying.
laughs> The jump was actually pretty ridiculous.
I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, it was lost. Then it was, yeah, next thing I know, I was up like 10.
Yeah, nah, the uptick was actually pretty ridiculous. Like, yeah, no, good times, bro. Good times. But no, low key, like shit like that though, I think at least for me, having that run has like even like roping in like everything that we've been talking about, I think runs are important for both genders, by the way. But runs are important because they also give you one perspective on like how shit really is, like dating or just being out, want to call it, because it's one thing to be doing that shit at 20, 21, 22, like we've been saying, but doing that shit, that shit is cooked.
Yeah, like at 27, it's cool to date. We not saying that. Like, we not saying don't date. We not saying don't date around. We not saying like shit. We not saying even don't have sex with multiple people. If that's your thing and you using condoms and being safe and taking procedures that you need to take, get whatever the fuck you need to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? But what we are saying is don't be out here playing games with people. Like, that's all we saying, because a run is you playing games for real. Like, you don't got no true intentions with nobody. You just out here having fun trying to get as much sex or get as much whatever the fuck you can get out of whatever the fuck you can get out of it. Because shit, sometimes it wasn't even the sex with certain females. It was just, wow, I'm really able to do all this shit to you and you gonna let me.
Or I can get all this shit from you and you gonna let me.
That's toxic.
Crazy.
I ain't that toxic.
No, I'm just saying it
I
exists.
wasn't trying to
I'm just
necessarily. Yeah, I get what you said.
I'm just
I
saying
know
it
that wasn't
exists. You know what I'm saying?
you.
I ain't claiming
I know
that
that. I know that wasn't you. But
you.
like in certain situations, like I know you. I know she wants to fuck me. I just get a kick out of
Yeah.
like, just like, wow, you really want me this bad? Let me go fuck the shit out of this girl, and then just. But it's like that's toxic. At the time, that was toxic as fuck to me, fucking the shit out of somebody that I knew I didn't want to be with. So at 27, why the fuck am I doing that? When you realize search, like, and I hate I'm using the age as a benchmark, but at a certain point, you realize, like, damn, why am I still out here playing these games? Like I said, I had a 5 year. 5 years is a long time to be playing games, bro.
Yeah, because the shit gets
Like,
exhausting, bro. The shit gets
for
exhausting,
sure.
real.
Towards the end, I was tired of that shit. And I was knocking bitches. I ain't even want to fuck. I ain't even gonna lie. Sorry if I fucked you.
Hey, yo.
Dead ass.
Hey, bro.
Dead ass, bro.
But
Like,
it do be like that. You just be finding yourself in situations like, I'm just doing this because I
you
can.
be feeling obligated. I ain't gonna lie. I'd have been in so
Yeah.
many areas where, like,
In the
damn, this
run? You
bitch
say within the
here.
run? With the yeah. Yeah.
Within the run for sure. I'm like, shit, outside the run is a relationship. I'm good. I'm like, but relation like outside the relationship within that run, bro. I was in some scenarios where like I know she liked me, I know she over here for this, or I know I'm over here because she wants some dick. Damn, I'm enjoying myself, but I feel like I gotta fuck you, or like a bitch might get on that and it's like, damn, I wasn't even trying to fuck. Me and bro just talked about this shit. Niggas done been finessed in the fucking by head. And it'd be crazy because it's like I tell bro, I was like, yeah, bro, I was in a situation where I legit didn't want to fuck. Like, legit had slept with a girl, like she slept in my bed. We used to talking shit the night before, get up the next day. I'm over that shit. I'm sober. Like, we ain't fucked last night. Last night, I didn't want to do that shit because you was kind of too drunk. I ain't into that shit. You
Yeah.
too drunk? It seemed like it may be a situation where you could be like, I'm cool. Don't play them type of games. You good, sweetheart. I ain't gonna touch you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even touching her when I get in the bed. She grabbing me like, no, cuddle me at least. Like, hold me. I'm like, all right, I'll do that. But like, this ain't about to really go too far. You drunk as hell.
Nah, for real though.
Like shit. Like you could sleep here, but I ain't gonna make you drive home like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you could sleep here for sure. But like, get up the next morning. She like, oh yeah, like damn, I thought we was gonna like last night. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm like, yeah, me too, for real. But I ain't tweaking, like that should have happened whenever. Yeah, you right. Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Leave it alone, I think. But she don't. She's like, all right, cool. I'm about to get up out of here. Don't leave. You're still lingering. I know what the fuck you want. But I'm not even on, I'm not even on that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause if I was on that, I would have just rolled over and got on that. You know what I'm saying? In the morning, as soon as I realize you up, I'm up too, type shit. But honestly, wasn't on that. So I'm like, she like, yeah, no, I'm like, you playing. I'm like, nah, like, I'm not playing, like, I'm good. She like, what I gotta do? I'm like, I'm just like, I know what I gotta do. She get the how you ex like I all right, now you doing this. All right, now I'm about to like now I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. And then I'd have been in some shit and I stopped. Like I didn't want to fuck. Like in my head, I'm like, bro, I didn't want to fuck. How am I in this shit right now? Like and I ain't gonna lie and pull it out. Oh shit, like I should probably I ain't got no condom on. Let me get up out of here.
Nah.
Hit any type of excuse. Like, oh shit, like, oh damn. Like, damn, we oh we going too crazy. Like, oh shit.
Hey, bro. Hey, dog.
Fake my way up out of there. Oh, we are going crazy.
Hey, man. Say,
You
man.
know, we should chill out. I'm gonna get up out of here.
It's time to get up out of here, bro. That's.
Hey, I know some people didn't hurt that. I'm sorry. I was going through a phase.
It's the apology sending out all episode, dog. You killing me, bro.
Was a phase, man. I knew you wanted to fuck me. I gave you what you wanted. I mean, I wasn't gonna keep fucking you, so. Like, could you really be mad at me? I gave you what you wanted. I should be mad at you. That's damn near sexual assault.
Hey man, all right.
It damn near you pressuring me to fuck you. I don't want to fuck you.
Hey, I'm not gonna hold you. That's a semi-real thing
I'm
because
saying, like, I'm not. I'm like, I know these are jokes, but it's truth. Like.
and I am very well aware that there are sick dudes out there that do this shit on a level that is like that
Oh
don't even
yeah.
be touched on, but. Women being persuasive in that way, but it being a bit more acceptable for a woman to be more persuasive or the aggressor in regards to like wanting to start something or do something or feeling like, oh, I can get him to want to do this, like even if he say he not in the mood or don't want to, and it'd be a whole challenge of like, oh, you really not going to? Like, damn, that's crazy. Like as a man, you're not going like, and that's wild. Cause like, bro, what?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's
I
never
guess on the
gotten
list of
to
shit that make us gay. That's wild.
that point. But that's why I never got let it get to that point. Because if I don't fuck you right now, what are you gonna say?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you bitch ass nigga, I can get any nigga to fuck me. That up. I'm tired. Like, I'm high as hell. Maybe I don't have the energy right now. Like. Y'all give us, oh, cramps. Ooh, I'm hungry. I'm not in the mood. And we just got to take
Can't say shit.
when they want some dick, you got to give it to them. And it's like, yo, like.
It'd be like to a degree, that shit kind of cute or whatever. Like, all right, thanks for stroking my ego a little bit, but no, nah, I'm dead ass, bro. Like, I'm cool.
That
Like,
shit cool if you my girl. Like.
well,
If you my girl or somebody that I'm rocking with heavy, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And we got that type of like. But when it's females that's like, yo, you just like me. Like, you didn't really know me for real. We might not even really have a true connection besides like the flirtatious banter and shit like that. Like, it ain't really nothing much there, sweetheart. So like How you expect me to want to fuck? Honestly, like outside of the anticipation of wanting to fuck, it's maybe tough for some of y'all to hear. But if I only fucked you one time, it's because all that was the connection.
Yeah.
If I fucked you multiple times, we probably had a connection.
So is there a number where it's like, because I would say it could be anywhere from maybe like 1 to 3, because I think you could potentially.
I'm like, well, you know my joke theory. One time to test it. Two times, if the first time you hit the bus quick, or maybe say you could get hard, or maybe say just anything went A-wire that first time. The second time is to prove your point. Yeah. Now, after you prove your point, that third time, third time you either gonna bust quick as fuck and she gonna be done with you, or that third time you gonna knock it out the park, y'all might be in a relationship.
Three strikes, bro.
Three strikes. You either in or out, nigga.
That's the most accurate shit.
Three strikes, bro.
Said on this pod, bro. That might have been the most accurate shit we've ever said on this pod. I'm not gonna lie.
One time to test it. Second time, it's like, oh, was that a fluke? That third time, y'all kind of got a rhythm. And then y'all see if y'all like it or not.
Like, and don't get ahead of yourself and go too crazy. don't be ahead of yourself.
I'm like, shit, bro. I've been in scenarios where, like, shit, going too crazy, you be smashing somebody for 4 years. And never with them. So, boy.
That's crazy.
Be like that.
Wow. Ew, shit, yeah. Yeah, we potted today, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we potted today, bro.
Yeah. So, with that being said, man, we back.
Definitely back.
You know, we back. We got y'all for the summer, you know. We gonna have these conversations cracking.
You know. I can't wait till in person, bro. I cannot wait till in person.
Nah, for sure. I'm like, shit, but they about to catch some of these episodes that we just ain't dropped. Like, we got plenty of content. Y'all probably going to catch this in, like, a month.
Type deal.
Y'all will get this in a month. You know, so.
Honestly, bro, I might throw this in front. I ain't going to hold you. I might throw
shit,
this
fuck
in front. For real.
Shit, fuck you.
Yeah, but it's there. It's there. We coming, for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm like, we back. You know, see, we in prime shape. We got to take our break, go through them punches, take them falls, you know, scrape our knees a little couple times, pause. But outside of that, like, we back. It's been real, man. It's been chill, man, you know. In life, all we do is seek thrills, you know.
Now, I don't know if you want to add the seek thrills part, but them first two bars, that low-key, you low-key got to drop that every episode, bro. Chill out. It only makes sense.
Yeah. That being said, peace.
Peace.